Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Boom! Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Kleiber, straight from the dad quarters, with Jason Clark right here.
Ayo.
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 I like that. There, you guys missed the jump off.
Ayo.
Where you were, you were like, ooh.
Yo.
That was good. Mm-hmm. And Adam Chico's here. Adam Chico, producer Adam Chico, got his own microphone this week.
What up?
There we are.
I don't have to pass it to him.
No.
We made some money this month.
Yeah. No, Adam had to bring his own microphone.
If you want to be on the show.
BYOM, bro.
BYOM.
I mean, yeah. Get with
what
it.
What happened to the fuzzies?
The fuzzies? Adam had a fuzzy. People are like, what are they talking about? Well, we'll just keep saying fuzzies if you don't know. Adam had a fuzzy on his, but he took his off because we didn't have fuzzies.
Oh.
Because he's a producer.
But I thought we had multiple fuzzies last
time. We do. But he was like, well, it might sound different. I'm like, Adam.
Okay.
Okay, this is all my conversation in my head.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going unprotected this show.
There That's what's going to happen. I got three kids. I'm used to it. It's fine.
Fuzzy on the top.
It's fine.
The mic. It's a little foam thingy. It probably has a technical term. You probably know it, right?
What?
What's it actually called?
Oh, it's called a... Isn't it called like a mic sleeve or something? What's
sure.
it called?
I'm going to go with that.
For wind or like
yeah, windscreen.
Windscreen?
Wind sleeve?
All I know is you never rock the mic with the pantyhose.
That's what I
never.
Drop that all the time. I never rock the mic with the pantyhose.
They used to do that. Yeah, because they would put the pantyhose on in front
of the microphone
in the,
it's just like a
studio.
Yeah.
We saw old hip-hop photos at one time in our life.
Did you watch that... Did you watch that thing on Netflix about the evolution of hip-hop? Did you watch that one? It took you all the way from the early days of the 70s and
basically
took you all the way through gangster rap. Really good.
Yeah, it's good.
Really good.
That
series was incredible.
Apparently that got made because of a guy that I grew up with. He made the Hip Hop Family Tree comic book. And they made that documentary all in his style of art.
Oh.
So like he's like... He was, like, suing them.
It was just one guy that just made it happen, was just going around to all these guys. I mean, next thing you know, he's sitting in a room with Russell Simmons. Like, it's like, I mean, he was with everybody. Ice Cube. I mean, he had everybody.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's pretty cool.
It was incredible, man.
If you haven't seen the comic book Hip Hop Family Tree, it's incredible.
What is it? It's a book?
It's a comic book.
Nah, I'm not that.
No. So, Ed Piskor from where I graduated from.
What am I supposed to do with that?
It's from Homestead.
Is it a story?
Yes. It's a biography of hip-hop.
Oh.
He literally starts from, like, DJ Kool Herc at the house party.
That's how this was.
Yeah.
That's where it started.
Yeah. And this came out, like, 3 years after this.
Yeah.
Because it started, yeah. And there's even, there's people, like, mocking, doing his art. And they're printing, like, t-shirts and, like, stuff in his art. And he's like,
Is he getting paid?
No.
Why is he not getting paid?
Because I guess his lawyers are like chasing people around because he came up with something very original and his style is pretty cool. Like he's got a couple things. Yeah, of course. I mean, he's legit. Like he's not like some dude.
He's had a big run with X-Men.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing X-Men.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. He's doing the new, and he did American Splendor with Harvey Pekar. That was what made him like kind of big.
Yeah.
Hey, the Scoo. It's Luke the Nuke.
Yeah, it's like, Luke, it's like you have an ear for when we decide to start podcasting.
Luke the Nuke on the track. Say what's up.
What's up?
Scoo! Uh-huh. Hey, Scoo, what was your little beat that you were doing last night for, what were we doing? And I was like, what's your little beat? Do your little beat? It's like... It's a squishy beat, dude.
It is a squishy.
It's a squishy beat.
It's like you wore your sneakers in the pool.
Yeah, it is. It's like you're walking around an amusement park after a water ride.
You can follow wherever Luke's at. It's just his footprints of water. That's good. Can you do this through the whole? Just do it the whole time.
Yeah, the whole show.
It's a 30-minute episode.
All right, just tell him. Just tell him. Welcome to Grown Dad Business.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Kleiber.
Hey, that's my dad's name.
Aaron.
Jason Clark. Not my dad, but he's a cool dude. Rate and review. Subscribe and share. Grow Dad Business, there and coming. Yeah!
And Jason Clark.
Back to get super dope.
Boom! We're back. Grown Dad Business. Jason didn't know we were taking a break.
I didn't. I was still talking for another 35 seconds. And then they're like,
no, you're fine.
No, I'm kidding.
We're okay.
Oh, it's fine.
It was good.
I looked down at my phone for a second. That's what happened. I didn't see the hand signal from...
Oh, I thought we like knew. I thought you were like, oh, this is... I thought you gave me a little glint.
Oh, man.
See, Adam, I thought you gave me the glint.
We
sometimes we throw each other the glint.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, it's we're going to do something.
Okay, so as far as like signs go, when I was lighting you guys, not you, but not Aaron, but Jason and Sean at the your comedy special. We were
okay.
Thinking, you know, Jason's like, hey, man, can you light me at like 8 minutes or whatever?
Right? Yeah.
So like, Jason just, you know, real casually kind of gives me the nod so I know, like, you know, he can watch it. Like, Sean did not acknowledge me whatsoever, so I'm like,
oh, it's just
it's tough sometimes.
I tell you, as someone.
Sometimes people will just, like, look at you, and you have to know that they know.
Considering, though, you were how many hundred feet away from him, that's a little bit different. Like, you have to know. Like, I've been on that other, you know, and you've been on that end, too, where you're working the light.
Oh, yeah.
The show, and you're just like, did they see? And then they blow the light a little bit, and you're like, oh, they never seen
it. They didn't see it.
Is it still on? Do they think it just came on? It's been on for like 5 minutes.
So if you don't know how stand-up comedy works.
Which a lot of people, they don't. Yeah,
I mean.
Magical.
People, you wonder how some comedians get off exactly at the time that they're supposed to get off, like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 45 mm-hmm. minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
It's because somebody in the back, normally the sound guy or the manager of the comedy club, shines a light, a flashlight, a phone, whatever, to tell you how much time you have left. And, you know, if you're like you're doing a 45-minute set, I would want to get lit at like 35 to tell me I have 10 minutes left. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Inside comedy.
Yeah.
That was a new segment we just did.
And we
did
just like a little behind the scenes.
Yeah. That was good.
But then you have other folks that are just like, I don't need a light.
No.
And they nail it.
Right.
Just because they know the timing of it all and they've done it, you know, it's.
I'm pretty good at nailing a light. I there's sometimes, especially like a feature set, because, you know, I'm a professional feature my whole life. So. Like 20, man, I can nail down 20, mm-hmm. 25 pretty easy. But like we just did part of the DVE Comedy Festival here in Pittsburgh.
WDVE is a Pittsburgh rock radio station here in Pittsburgh, and every year they do a comedy festival where they bring in major headliners for their main stage show at the Biome.
Yeah,
and then there is
big theater,
huge theater, and then there's a local show where they put the local comics. On and for the last, I don't know, five years.
It's
been at another venue on the other side of the city. And this past year, we negotiated to have it at the arcade.
Yeah, it was
so
cool.
Everything would be all downtown. And it was the Super Bowl of Pittsburgh comedy this week.
Yeah, like, man. It was
like NBA All Star weekend. Like,
yeah, it was pretty cool.
Because Friday night, you had the main stage Biome show. And then our show at the arcade started at 11:30, got mm-hmm. done at. After 2.
Oh, I got home at like 3:30.
And I left the theater. I left the theater at like 3:45.
Oh my God, dude.
And then, then Saturday night was, then Saturday at Doug Loves Movies that you can go and find at Aaron's on that.
Oh, it's on right now. Doug Loves Movies. You can find it everywhere. Yeah, it's one of the highest rated podcasts in the world.
Listened to it last night. And then Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, Birdcast.
At 9-ish. I think it started at like 9:30.
You can listen to him.
He hasn't dropped that yet.
Oh, he hasn't? Yeah, it's coming out with Sarah Tiana and Doug Benson.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that was, it was just, it was a comedy, stand-up comedy geeks weekend.
And we had a dope stand-up get-down.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night.
Stand-up get-down leading into the 11 o'clock show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was great.
That was good.
Yeah, that's what the dad weekend. The dad weekend was just comedy.
Yeah,
weekend,
it was fun.
Weekend. It was.
I'm beat.
And then Saturday was just me and I said to my wife, I told her, my wife, like when we knew this was on the calendar months ago, and I just told her, I said, listen, I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah.
That's how it was. And we jumped in her car. She's got a convertible. We just drove for 6 hours.
That's a nice little thing that my wife and I, we can't do anymore, really.
Until you get rid of kids.
That's tough, dude.
Until we get rid of these kids.
Luke of the Nuke, we're not driving around the countryside, are we? No.
Yeah, man.
We're going home, dude.
It was nice. Yeah, it was nice. So it was
that is a nice little cruise.
Great weekend.
Convertible, cruise through the forest.
I love going up into the mountains, man. You just go and shoot out 30 and... You know, my wife's a city kid, you know, and so for her to go out that way is just always, just, you know, it's kind of cool.
You guys go antiquing, don't you?
Yeah.
That's a real thing. That's a punchline for some people. This is a real thing.
It's a blast.
I like old stuff.
You posted that picture of maybe one of the creepiest.
Oh, yeah.
The doll.
Is that on your Instagram, Jay?
Dude, I'll put it up there. It was.
Yeah.
It was 10 to 15 pounds.
What?
So it was sitting.
Was it made out of like ceramic?
It was porcelain.
Ooh.
It was completely porcelain, and Aaron will have it on the bumper on the advertisement for this.
Okay.
Just the eyes.
Yeah.
But what I do when we go antiquing, Melissa loves antiques and she loves certain eras and things, and we'll go and I'm like, yeah, let's go do this, and I look for pop culture stuff. Like,
yeah.
I want to go see pop. I bought two Mad magazines.
Oh,
I
yeah, you showed me that's dope.
That I had as a kid. That I loved Mad magazine when I grew up, and so I just bought a couple of them and then whatever. But I like to goof. Like, I like to just goof on stuff and just like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
And we laugh, you know, we'll be putting hats on and just being silly. And I turn the corner and this god dang doll is sitting in this little chair, and it's fat, right? He's just a little doll.
That was the weirdest thing about it. It had like reddish auburn eyes.
Oh, his eyes were like.
But then it was like. Not like how you get a baby doll that's kind of chubby. It was like a hefty little baby.
It reminded me of the fat kid from...
what was that?
From Willy Wonka.
Adam, we gotta get permission for that now.
For Willy Wonka.
Yeah. You know what it reminded me of? Almost the borderline...
What's going on over there?
Adam?
We've been doing... We are how many hundreds
of... What the hell,
of
Adam?
You're in the fold now.
We give... Producer Adam Chico.
He's blasting.
We give Producer Cheeks a microphone, and all of a sudden, he's running up our light bill.
I'm trying to find reference pictures.
I know. I have the reference. I lived it. I have a picture of me and my wife kissing. But no, it
playing
looks,
more
it,
samples in Paul's Boutique over here.
Yeah. But no, it looked like. What did you think it looked like?
Dude, it was like. Excuse me. I give a clem thinking about it. It looked like it reminded me of the two fat twins Nothing But Trouble.
Chevy Chase,
Dan Aykroyd movie.
Oh,
yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Where they're like,
but I went to go pick it up because Melissa was in the other room.
Dude,
I went to go lift it up because I was like, you've got to see this. And I go to pick it up and I'm like, oh my God. Like, what is it made of? Like concrete? And I pick it up and I turn and look at her and I go, hey, babe. Look at this. And she just lost it, man. It was just like, so we just started having fun, man. Just
look
having,
into its eye. Look into my eyes. I'll eat your soul for breakfast.
Yeah. But the other game that you like to play when you go to antique shops is how long until we find racism.
Oh, and, that's true.
It usually takes about 10 minutes into each.
I mean, well, here's the thing, too. I know what you're talking about. Like the old blackface, like porcelain stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Dude, apparently that's. Highly collectible because it's pretty rare. But
know.
No, from what I
know,
no,
bro.
No.
Go to Ligonier. It ain't so rare.
No. I know what you mean. Well, what I mean is, my mama's here.
Oh,
hi.
Gosh.
I know my mom just called me.
We have almost as many people watching us do this right now than we had at our live broadcast.
That's right.
At the Arcade Comedy Theater.
That's right. There's almost 200 people in my dad quarters right now.
That the audio failed on. Yeah, but anyways.
Nana just showed up, a.k.a. my mom's. How's it going?
Okay.
She was like, should I speak?
Yeah, that's fine. That's whatever. This is what we're doing now.
No.
This is just, we're just sitting around talking now.
Yeah.
Jason went antiquing, Mom, and he found a fat porcelain baby with red eyes.
You haven't seen that on Facebook.
Did you see him post that?
Not yet.
Go look at it.
Today.
Oh, you did?
Stare into the doll's eyes for 20 seconds and tell.
Yeah. Did you look at it and make a wish?
Yeah. I lost my baby toe. I stared at it for 20 seconds and my baby toe fell off. It's just demonic. That makes no sense.
That Your baby toe fell off?
I have no toenails.
I think you have diabetes.
They disintegrated.
I think you need your check your sugars.
My sugars are
most. Put that doll anywhere.
Why are you jingling your keys in the microphone?
I didn't.
You don't even make any sense.
I didn't.
All right, get that microphone away from her. We'll bring her onto the show another time.
Yeah, that's a special episode. I'll bring my mom too. We'll get nuts. No,
oh, that'll be fun.
No. But no, where were we? Racism in the antique world.
All I was gonna say was apparently, from what I understand, is some it's like some people I grew up with, some of my friends' parents, like older black people, like collect it.
Oh, really?
Maybe it's almost like. Is it like, let's get this out of other people's hands? Maybe. You know what I mean? Like,
I think when we were growing up, Jason and I were around the same age, but it's like growing up, we went to Ligonier. There was a restaurant called Sambo's.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, the original one is in, I went to the original one in California when I lived out there. But so you walk into this one, you're a kid, you don't know. And it's just the story of little black Sambo's painted in the wall. And it's like.
Really?
Blackface, kind of. And even, like, there's a pancake house in Monroeville that had the lawn guys.
Yeah, 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 lawn jockeys.
I'm
talking, like, late 70s, early.
Yeah, 80s. Yeah.
I had a friend in high school that was all the way through high school. His parents had one in their front yard.
Yeah, those things are definitely.
I mean, it's.
They're racist.
Yeah.
I mean, because those lamp things, that is, like, they used to have real people.
Yeah.
Stand out at the end of their property with a lantern when they had company.
But yeah,
over.
These things were like the one that was. They actually was interesting that they did have them in glass in a locked glass case, but their value was nothing. They were $8. They were like salt and pepper shakers,
right,
and things like that. And then like the one was like
might depend on how old they are too.
They were only $8, $15.
They're probably worth
more
than that.
There was no money to them.
Yeah,
and this was and. You know, one was just like two children in blackface eating watermelon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
it
was
those aren't collectible.
And those are the things, but you just, you know, you go and you go out into, you know, these antique shops and you see this stuff and it's not a lot, you know, it's not like crazy, but it is those things where you're just like, damn, man. Yeah.
I could see some.
It's just freaking just you see part of.
Oh, like, yeah.
Ugh.
I could see some like. From what I understand, they are collectible, but like maybe stuff like that is not. But I know some stuff like I've seen, like older ladies like will have like the little like children and stuff like the old
they'll
collect some of that stuff. But as far as like that one with the watermelon, you should just break them.
Yeah, there's no one you're buying that. I don't know who you are.
I always thought about that too because when I used to be a flea market hound. I always wanted to like buy like military stuff. There's always that stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember thinking when I was like 12 or 13, I just made all this money at the flea market and for illegal things, and I was like, I want to buy like military medals and stuff. And there was like Nazi stuff, and I'm like, oh, that'd be cool.
Oh yeah.
To have, and then I'm like, no.
Oh yeah, no. Oh,
I don't want
Nazi
some,
stuff.
I don't want some. It's an interesting part of history, but I was like, I don't. Penny. Yeah, no, I'm not going to get
a
that.
Lot of pennies in antique shops. You find Nazi currency. You'll find a lot of that. There's no value to it. Because a lot of times what I'll do is Melissa will hold things up if she finds like a frame or a painting.
Yeah.
And she'll yell out the name of the painter or whatever's inscribed.
You Google it.
I will start Google searching and we just start having fun with it. And you know, a lot of times we don't even buy anything. What we bought,
that's a blast.
But this time what we bought an old time shaving kit.
So, oh, that's cool.
So you have the little brush for your lather.
Would you get a little decoration in your bathroom
and
or something?
For
or?
My it's in my downstairs bathroom.
Oh, nice.
You know,
that's some grown up decorations right
there. Yeah, it's cool, and it has the razor that sits in it. Yeah, razor in it. So it'll never be used, but it was just something we were like, oh, that's kind of
cool.
And it was only like $35. It was a 4-piece thing.
Right.
It was just fun. I mean, those are the things. It's just like, it's something we share.
Yeah, I like stuff like that.
Melissa does so much of just for of supporting what I do, you know, and those are things that we really enjoy together. And it's such a blast. And then we hit the pie shop. Bro, you got to go to the pie shop up in here. Go get gob. You got to get gobs.
Get some gobs,
Then there's also in Lincoln. Oh, my God, we're localizing this so bad.
It's okay. People know it's kind of outside, a couple hours outside.
You go out to Idlewild.
Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. You go out to Idlewild, the amusement park out there, and you will see billows of smoke to your left.
Yeah.
There is a barbecue chicken place in a parking lot that's been there since I was going there when I was Luke's age.
Wow.
And now his son does it. And I haven't had
Dude,
it forever. And we were driving out that way, and we wanted to eat. You know, we want to stop and eat, mm-hmm. but it's not a restaurant. It's just a guy with a big open fire pit
yeah.
in a parking lot that's been there since like the 70s.
That's crazy.
And I
bet you they own the parking lot.
Oh, they own the whole building. They do. They own the whole building.
That's
there's
great.
There's a building there and everything, but yeah. they don't have any seating. There's no seating. So what we yeah. would do as kids, we would get the chicken and you'd have in a foil and mom would have a cooler and we would drive into the mountains and there's a state park there called
yeah.
Lynn Run State Park. And there's all these pavilions and everything. And we would just sit there and you know.
Good. That is that's
chicken.
A great idea,
a lot of times
dude.
We went on the motorcycles.
Yeah.
Like my mom and my dad would be on their bike and me and my brother would be on his bike. And we would just drive to the mountains. We'd get the chicken and we'd just sit there and eat chicken on a picnic bench.
When was that?
When I was a kid.
What do you mean you were on your bike?
My dad, my brother's bike.
Oh, you would get on the back of your brother's mm-hmm. bike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Your brother's like, what, when he was like 15, 16,
he was,
17?
Well, yeah, he was 16, he got his bike.
Oh, wow.
So when I was like 11, we'd always drive out in the car and stuff when
That's
I was
That's an interesting
too.
Little fun family thing.
Yeah, but what was crazy was, yeah, there were good times.
Yeah.
There are good memories, and it takes back a lot when I go up there. But what really got me was the smell, because we were in the convertible.
Oh, dude.
The smell of the chicken was the same exact smell. You know, that just
wow.
took you back to when you were a child.
That's crazy,
like,
dude.
Yeah, you ever think, like, you ever smell something?
Oh,
like
yeah.
This?
Oh,
that's
I know
like,
you're talking about.
That is, like, the
oh,
one
yeah.
scent that takes you through time. Like,
oh, yeah.
You'll go in on a,
oh, yeah.
on a trip. Like, if you smell, like, hell, you'd even smell, like, Aquanet takes me back to the 80s. Like, when you're you know,
dude, if I smelled Aquanet, I would just think of my mom getting ready for work back
yeah,
in,
right?
like, back in, like, 87.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you know, yeah.
So that's what we did, man. We put, like, I don't know, like 170 miles just driving. And
that's
just
cool.
Chilling, man. It was great. It was It was hot.
Dude, we try to come up with stuff to do with the kids.
No, the kids.
We got our pool pass.
Yeah,
we got
yeah,
our big
that's
yard.
Great. That's great.
But it's still like, you know, you're sitting around all day. You know, you want to do some fun stuff. We
yeah.
want to try to be creative parents.
There's Sundays where we just wake up and Melissa will be like, let's do something. It don't even have to cost us anything. Let's just go, do something.
It is nice sometimes when we all wake up because, you know, my wife and I, we don't have to like get up and go to work,
yeah.
you know, in the morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like, what are we up to today? And we're like, how about nothing?
Oh, yeah.
yeah nothing. How about nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Like that late, you know, in air quotes, the lazy Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
We're just like, whatever. Sometimes we're able to have like a lazy Wednesday.
Dude, lazy
and we're
Sunday.
Like, whatever. We're not going anywhere. Like we, after this whole weekend of the comedy festival, you know, I mean, dude, if you're look, I'll just throw it out there. You're hanging out all weekend with Burt Kreischer, the Machine,
yeah.
and Doug Benson.
Yeah. Yeah. Things got kind of nuts.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was a long weekend.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was fun.
I slept well every night.
Yeah.
So by Monday, and my wife and the kids, they had a long weekend. And so it was like Monday where we were just like, yeah, we're just going to go to the pool.
Yeah.
We're doing nothing. We're just going to the pool and doing nothing.
Cause it's,
sounds
it's,
good.
Because it's, how hot is it, Luke?
Yeah, how
look at
Luke, we look over at Luke the Nuke, and he looks like he's about to faint.
Luke's
actually having a heat stroke.
Here's
yeah.
the best thing. So in Aaron's yard, they have a couple, you know, kiddie pools. I guess you'd say, like an inflatable
yeah, yeah.
pool, and
we do have
one.
Multiple kiddie pools.
Yeah, and the one was the hot tub because that one had water in it already, and it was already heated up, so
yes.
they were calling it a hot tub. But when I pulled into the driveway, it was Luke on his knees. Abby was in the pool,
uh-huh.
and Catherine was
yeah.
pouring buckets of water over Abby's head.
Yeah,
and
we have the Prex the kids here
and
also.
Then, yeah, and then so both the Prexter girls were in the pool with her, and Wendy is there with the hose spraying Luke. And it reminded me of that scene from
Billy Madison,
where he's there. He's like,
why are you doing
why
this?
Why are you doing this? And
what's wrong with you?
Wendy is just straight up. Wendy is talking to me, eye contact with me.
Wow,
full,
she's spraying Luke in the face.
Full blown hose on Luke. And Luke's just sitting there going, I got it. Just give it all to me.
But you, Luke, you loved it, huh?
Oh, he loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it is. It's 130 degrees here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, my gosh,
like,
I know.
We are in a heat bubble. That's
yeah.
what they're calling it, a heat bubble.
A heat bubble.
That's what they're calling it.
I got heat bubbles
weather,
sometimes
yeah.
in the morning.
It was weather. The weatherman was calling it a heat bubble, heat umbrella, something. I don't know what they were calling it on the news the other night. And I'm just like, we used to call it a heat wave. And that's when we
yeah.
lived in the basement.
There's different terms now. Now we have microbursts.
Microbursts, yeah.
Now,
that's
instead
a thing
of
that,
Instead of, it's just a little tornado.
Just a tornado.
Nope. That is a microburst now.
I'm like, oh, okay.
A microburst sounds like.
Don't minimize it.
Yeah.
That actually sounds like, oh, that's kind of fun.
No, yeah.
But all this
yeah, that sounds
but
fun.
You know what's crazy? It's like, last night we had these torrential storms come through and absolutely flooded part of the city.
Oh,
for
yeah.
what, Chico? The fourth time in a month?
Yeah, dude.
Like, what is happening?
There's some serious rain
the
coming.
The weather is, like,
yeah,
I've
we've got
never
serious
seen.
Rains.
Well, especially, like, where Aaron and I live. I mean, there's when I was coming back from the airport, I was making a left. It was, like, a late flight. I came in and just wanted to go home. And as soon as I pulled near, got near 51, there was a police car just, like, barricading it. It's like,
oh, yeah.
So there's only a couple ways to go to get back to 51.
Yeah, we live immediately south of the city, like just south, and there's so many areas that are down low. Basically, where 250 years ago, where there was a creek bed and probably Native Americans made a trail, they were like, let's put a four-lane highway down at the bottom of this ravine. Yeah. That's basically every main road in Pittsburgh is at the bottom of a ravine that floods.
On this side, on this side of the city. And what was crazy was like that, not this one last night, but the one like a week or two ago, where these people are in this restaurant, they're eating their dinner.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They look out the window and they're like, oh, look at this. And the water is just rushing towards them. And the next thing you know, they're standing on their tabletops
in the diner.
And the water is 4 feet. Like, it happened in a matter of 2 minutes.
The restaurant is full water.
Restaurant, and you're sitting there, and a car, a Volkswagen Bug, gets picked up and just taken down the parking lot and down behind the building. This dude's recording it in full-blown Pittsburgh voice.
That's great.
He's like, hey, God, babe, look at his car. Oh, like,
that's one of the gifts that we get from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I know I've seen the news clips from like places like Philly or especially down south. But Pittsburgh, we are one of those cities where we get some locals, some local news gems.
Oh, every night on the news.
You hear us make fun of that accent.
You sit there and you're like, why are they looking? Are they like, I'm going to have to ask our newscaster friends.
Yeah.
Do you go on a site and go, okay, I need
to
find that guy in the black high tops, the cutoff jean shorts, the McGregor tank top missing two teeth with a pirate hat on?
Yes.
Like, and that's our
pirate hat.
Oh,
a free pirate hat.
It says Giant Eagle on the side.
But it's the old logo from the 90s.
Yeah, it's the old logo.
It's like a giveaway hat from 96.
He's got the Zuba Stiller hat on.
Yes.
They're like, interview him.
Yeah.
And he just gets on and just, he gives you every gift that you needed. It's
we have Mickey Donahue here. Yeah, from McKee's Rocks. That's who it is. It's always like Mickey or Carl.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. All I know is a guy got off a bus, and the bus start taking off, and just next thing you know, clunk, 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 I fell. I'm going underneath the bus.
And then his buddy's like, I seen it.
Yeah.
I was right over there, wasn't I?
The bad thing about that story I just told is that was a true news story that happened just last week.
That was a real thing.
That lady got run over by
There's always good for one of those a week, a good one.
Ugh.
You're not going to run in a short supply of fun accents on Pittsburgh news.
No, but it's definitely a full-blown AC type of situation in Pittsburgh this week. I mean, I was joking with these guys before we get started. I said, I took all the register covers off of my vents in my house because I don't want anything impeding the airflow. Like, I just need full-blown cold air just blowing through my house. Nothing.
I used to think hot is hot, right? And then I used to laugh when people were like, well, it's dry heat. You know, at least so my mom lives in Arizona. And there is kind of a difference. Like, I don't really sweat. Like, it's hot.
Yeah. There's a huge difference.
Sweat, right?
Yeah.
But, like, here, like, the only thing I can even remotely compare this to is when I lived in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
For, like, 6 years.
This definitely feels like Florida heat. Yeah. It's Florida heat with that humidity.
Yeah.
And, dude, I walked around the Mojave Desert a couple years ago, and it was 109, and you know, I had water and everything, but it felt like a Pittsburgh 80. You know what I mean? It was still horrifying that you're like, it's 109, you don't get lost.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I followed the guidelines, everybody. Don't worry.
Did you find Jim Morrison?
What's that?
Did you find Jim Morrison?
No, but I found a coyote that spoke my language.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that means.
No.
But you figure it out.
Yeah. When I was walking my mom's dog in Arizona,
yeah,
it was was like early in the morning. And they're like, hey, you know, be careful. There's coyotes here and everything. I'm like,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I'm walking. When you stare at one of those and they're staring back at you.
Oh, yeah.
The dog you're walking isn't going to do a damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, do I keep walking?
Yeah, isn't that like, that's up? Like, you can't, like, your pets will get killed by coyotes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be careful, right?
When they look at you, like, the tongue kind of hangs out.
And oh, yeah.
We had a coyote out near our house not too long ago. It's crazy.
I know.
Absolutely crazy.
Got to beat the heat, dude.
You got to beat that heat.
Dude, go to a swimming pool. Whatever.
I can't.
What if
I did when they were little and thought I just have always had a thing about
public pools?
Oh God, yeah.
You don't like public pools?
No.
Look, I'm a germaphobe a little bit.
I can't get over it.
We know where we're at on this.
I know.
But dude, when it's hot, look, first of all, here,
this is good.
We'll close off this episode with public pools. Here we go. The whole topic's public pools, that's what I'll put. But here's the thing though. When I go to the pool with my kids, I'll jump in a little bit with them, and then I just kind of want to lay out and chill. You know what I mean? But when it was hot the other day, dude, I was in that pool for 2.5 hours. I didn't move.
I have levels of pool.
Adam, hold on. You ready for this? Levels of pools. All right, what do we got here?
House pool.
Okay.
You know, friends got a pool. I'm in.
Okay,
I'm
but
good.
Hold
I'm
on.
Good. I'm
Let's,
good.
Let me stop you there.
No, no.
Let's work through this. No.
Don't
Very
you,
different.
No. You gotta, my world is my world right
okay.
now. I'm telling
oh.
you.
Okay.
My thoughts are. Okay. So
house
go ahead.
Pools.
Go ahead. Tell me what you want to say.
Let me break
about
down
my
house
friend,
pools.
My friend's house pool.
No.
Yeah.
When you say house pools, I want to break down house pools because I'm not going to go in a $499. Stand up
oh.
pool that's like looks like it's made out of like
oh.
like
I mean no I'm
like
talking about
2 liter bottle
but I'm talking about the cleanliness of the situation
oh, okay.
not the structural thing
structures I, make a difference I, for me
no
you got an in-ground
a,
pool I'll get
a,
in your pool
not from a cleanliness standpoint
you got an above ground
listen
I don't,
bro
I don't need to be
you're getting into a public pool
jumping my
with
fat
a whole
ass over
bunch
that
of people
ladder.
You don't know what they've been doing before they got
but
in
but there's
there.
So many chemicals
don't no
dude
wait
public pools are one thing Vegas public pool.
Oh,
the stuff. I mean,
no.
I went one time.
No,
is it good or bad?
When I was still married, we went right. We're like, hey, everything's about Vegas poolside, right? So we went.
Yeah.
First of all, it is asses to elbows.
Oh yeah, it's
There's
just
no,
people.
You can't swim. You just stand around, right?
Yeah.
And you just stand. Everybody's standing around. There is not enough chemical they can put in that pool.
No,
to
kill anything.
The crap that's floating around in there.
Mm-mm, no.
So
and
I'm
I,
with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Public pools, maybe I would do it, but like,
no,
big,
I just don't like people like that. I don't like to bathe with them. It just becomes a thing for me. And you know, hotel pools, another little notch
Not
above.
Not a lot
little
of
no,
people
little,
in hotel pools.
Little notch above the private friends pool, right there. When you go from that step to the third one, which is just straight up community pools,
yeah,
I struggle. I can't. I did.
Dude, I feel you.
I put my feet in.
Dude.
I did it when they were little. I would swim and things. I just developed this over just like all my other neuroses, which we have a whole podcast about how jacked up I am.
We got to do another one.
But yeah, that was funny. When you said to me, Wendy said to you after she listened to the podcast, she goes, oh, Jason's got issues.
Yeah. She was like, oh.
Oh, my God.
Jason's are for real.
Yeah. But yeah.
I manifest mine.
But yeah, man, mine. Yeah, the pole thing, you know, just. Just,
dude,
nah,
I
can't.
I took.
Dude's eating a hot dog.
I took a group of kids, like on a
yeah.
trip, like a you know your youth group trip.
Yeah,
and we went to Six Flags in Ohio, and we picked the wrong fucking day, bro. It was like every Heritage Day. It was also like, their Cleveland's like hip hop station day. So it was like it was every human being on the planet was there. It was just you went into, and it was so hot. It was 95 degrees out and all the kids were like, we just want to go jump in the pool. Dude, we went to the pool. It was like shoulder to shoulder. The water, it was like bath water. It was so gross. I saw a lady. I kid you not. I can't make this up. I saw a lady in overalls. With no shirt underneath, okay? I'm not kidding. Like, it was, like, she
was her bathing suit?
Yes, like she took her shirt and bra off, I guess.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to get it wet.
and it like covered up her chest, but it kind of like I guess she thought it was sexy.
She showed up at Six Flags and didn't know they had a pool, and she's like, "Oh, they have a pool."
No, 100%. Oh, full overalls. Okay, but it was like, I was like, that's kind of oddly, like, does she think that's cute? Like, it was weird. She's also eating a hot dog.
Yeah.
With sauerkraut on
there
it.
What? Yeah. In the pool?
Oh, yeah. Straight. She had a long four-hour trip from West Virginia.
Where was Six Flags in Ohio?
I don't remember at all.
Was that what SeaWorld turned into in San...
I don't remember.
Geauga Lake.
This is probably like, this is probably like 2002.
Geauga Lake and SeaWorld, because I went there and nobody believed me that they were even in existence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can actually, there's a website. Oh, yeah. You can go take, they do, one of my guilty pleasures of watching online is watching people that tour abandoned buildings or abandoned businesses and parks. Like, you were talking about that amusement park, the PTL park.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, and I sent you that video.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a whole video of a guy that went and toured it because it's still there. It's just all, you know, falling apart and things. But there's one that it does the Geauga Lake, because we would always take... My basketball team, my tournament basketball team that I played on, we would take an annual trip to like Cedar Point or to Geauga Lake every year. And Geauga Lake was a good time. They had a killer water park.
It's still there, isn't it? No, Geauga Lake is closed.
It's not in operation.
Oh,
it's
no,
still there, though.
I'm thinking of Kings Island out in 70 West before Columbus. Right before Columbus,
yeah,
they had Kings Island,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The hot dogs in the pool.
That's, yeah, dude.
When you're in the pool... You ain't holding in farts.
No, dude.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's all below.
So many
the
farts.
This is some
so many farts in the pool.
Oh, some dads.
Is that what you're trying to say?
That's best case scenario.
It's air. It goes out. It goes out in bubbles.
Why do you think? Listen, man, you can put that stuff on fire. What do you think it's doing in your swimming pool?
Is that why my eyes are red every time I go swimming there?
Dude, guys.
It's a nice goddamn pool.
Don't open your eyes in a swimming pool. Next thing you have a worm swimming out of your pupil.
Dude, this is not funny.
No.
This is freaking me out.
You're going to get a refund on your pool pass.
This is disgusting. Okay. Now I'm rethinking this.
Nah, you're all right. Enjoy the cool pool.
All right.
But if you jump in there and it's warm.
Hey, we should tell people if they want to come see us do comedy.
I don't have anything coming up.
I'm in a
current holding pattern.
Holding pattern. In July, you can come see me do comedy if you guys want to. I should have said this in the beginning, but whatever. Like I said, you can hear me on the newest Doug Loves Movies episode. That was my 9th or 10th time I've been on. I don't know. I don't remember.
What's your record?
Oh, don't even. Let's not talk about it. Wait. Oh, man. It was my 9th because I am 3-6.
There
Doug
it is.
Loves Movies now, guys. Wow. Don't shake your head, Adam. All right, I know. I'm feel that way too. I'll be in Cleveland July 11th through the 15th with my friend Harla Williams. I'm also headlining some shows around that, and then in Pittsburgh, got some fun stuff in Pittsburgh. If you guys are listening, on July 20th, there's some awesome show at the Pleasure Bar in Bloomfield. Comedy Sauce Summer Special. Got a lot of comedians on that. And then July 24th, I'll be at Burn, this cigar bar in Bridgeville. Really cool place. I'll be doing that. And then July 26th, I'll be doing a crowd work show in Pittsburgh. And, you know, whatever. Go to whatever. GrownDadAaronClyver.com. I don't know. JC's on holding pattern.
A little holding pattern right now.
Adam's probably flying to Florida to kiss his girlfriend at some point. That's your trip, right?
Usually. I'm literally doing nothing for the next couple weeks.
Stay cool, guys. Beat the heat.
What
other things do they say on the news? Beat the heat.
What are you going to do to beat the heat this summer?
Hey, I'll leave you guys with this.
I'm pro flip-flop this time of year.
Pro flip-flop, 100%.
Oh, God.
One of my favorite jokes, our friend Mike Wysocki, he's been on a couple different things, really funny, was when he makes fun of the newscasters. Full circle, guys. We're going newscasters and beating the heat. How he's like, I love how the newscasters come on and they're like, oh, make sure you guys drink a lot of water, elderly, you know, get a fan in your window. And he goes, oh, man, I'm going to ruin the joke. But it's funny. He goes, oh, man, he goes, it wasn't for those newscasters telling me how to beat the heat. I don't know what I was going to do because I was up in the attic with a leather gimp suit on drinking vodka, like having a can in front of a space heater in my attic. It's like if it wasn't for them. Anyway, guys,
beat the heat.
Beat the heat. Put your gimp suits away. Your leather suits.
Oh my God.
Don't wear your Eddie Murphy outfits.
Yeah.
Out to comedy this week. Yeah. You guys are the best. Be kind, be funny. We did it. We did it.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.